Canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm really excited for this show because it is Fun Drive, and I have some very special guests in the studio for you to do our first live performance on this show. And we have the One-Eyed Jacks from Vancouver, and if you would like to introduce yourself.
What's up? I'm Sean Mike.
Hey, I'm Strom, or Sean.
I'm Kevin.
That's Corey over there sitting on the drums.
Likewise. And
another member of our band is in Toronto right now, Cobra, Matt Lambert.
All right. And can you tell the listeners a bit about One-Eyed Jacks?
Well, we set sail about 2004, I believe. We came out with our first album that year. It was called Yar. It was a bit of a punk rock album. And then this past year, we've written another album. It just came out. It's called Back from the Dead. We've kind of changed our sound a little bit, kind of a bluesy punk rock kind of sound now.
Yeah, a little more blues element to it. Corey's telling me we've been together for 10 years, which is freaking me out, but
year.
I think he's correct.
Next
but
year.
Kevin's been with us for how long, bro?
I was actually thinking about that today, I think, since 2009. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, because someone wrote that review of our CD, and they were like, and Kevin joined the band, and I think they said, and I was like, did I?
Yeah, probably, I heard that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better at...
They know more than I do.
Better at keeping track than time than I am, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, since then, that's the lineup we got now. It feels really solid to us, and we're really happy with the last album. It's called Back from the Dead, and yeah.
And you recorded this at The Hive. Have you recorded there before?
Yeah, yep. We did our first album, Yar, out there. Jesse Gander did our album. He's a really, really good producer, local producer.
Yeah, it's super fun going out there. We were really happy to be able to get in there again and that he made time for us. So it was awesome.
Awesome. So we're going to start off with a track today.
Yeah, we're usually plugged in, so we're going to try to pull it off acoustic, and song's Cobra, so if Cobra's listening, here you go. This is a song called Why Do You Stay?
Awesome.
And you can help us out by stomping along, keeping the beat. Corey's going to start us off, but if you don't mind, giving it a little stomp along, that'll help us out.
Awesome, and give a call to 604-822-8648 to donate.
That's right.
That's
give
right.
Give more money.
Hot ham water.
Oh,
Awesome. That was great.
You'll find out on the album. Okay. Different.
Back to the Dead. So what influenced you to change up your musical styles?
You know what? Well, we were lucky, so we were playing a lot of punk and stuff. It's a long story, but I'll give you the short version. I was working at Hotel Vancouver, and this guy that was working there had this amazing record collection, like all 50s, 60s blues and rock and roll records. And I started talking to him about music, and we just didn't work at all. We just talked about music for 8 hours a day, and it was like the best thing. And he turned me on to all this music, and like I actually got hooked into Yardbirds, which got me, I was excited about their kind of like how they do these big rave ups in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I started listening to Harp, and then I started listening to what they listened to, and I went really far back, and just lots of Little Walter, and like just lots of old guys, you know, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Little Walter, and all these guys, and I listened to Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and just kind of got really hooked into that, and started playing Harp. And these guys are cool enough to switch around, you know, to different instruments and help us out. And we ended up playing 3 or 4 blues tracks at the end of the show. And people kind of were like, those are really good. And we ended up playing a few more. And we just kind of a bit of a hybrid style now. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I feel like it's not that common to find people who play the harp when you go to live shows in Vancouver.
Yeah,
it's true. I mean, it should be. We were lucky enough to play. That's the thing. We don't get billed with people a lot who play that. So the other night we played with Harp Dog Brown, who's an old harp player from around here, and it was cool to play with them. He was playing with this other guy, Paul Paget. It was just the two of them. Amazing show.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, he blows me away on the harp. Like, he's got it. I mean, he's been playing for years and years, and that was really cool to be, to build on a kind of a blues bill, and I think that was great.
Well, it's a far cry, like, from the accordion player.
Yes.
We had one of those one time.
Yeah,
we've had a few different styles in our band, but I think we've kind of settled on one a little bit. But when we're always evolving.
We're plugged in, it keeps we're still pretty loud, and we got the pace of the punk rock. Still kind of there's a bit there, right?
High energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. High energy.
That's great. And Corey, you said you've been to the studio before. You've been here to CITR.
Yeah, years ago. I don't even, I won't try and date myself and remember how long ago it was, but it definitely has been long enough. I almost forgot how to get here. And I didn't recognize much of the campus, but I did.
That's awesome. Well, I would just like to say that for this show, I will be giving away a Stereo Blues t-shirt. I have small, medium, and large for a donation of $30. Hey. So call in 604-822-8648. This is an amazing show. We have a new band, One-Eyed Jack's, playing some blues. So let's hear your new track.
Yeah, and it's another one. It's got no harp. It's a song called Chain Song. Here we go.
Waiting for that steamer soul to come back down. Gonna spend my night cooling down. Get a ticket for the 219. Never been this sad before. Maybe I'll take my troubles on down to Hagen on. Thank you. time since I've been down. Been stuck here in this town, looking at an empty track, waiting for that steamer soul to come back now. Gonna spend my nickel and dime, get a ticket for the 219. Never been this sad before, maybe take my troubles on down to hanging on.
Let's skip to a PSA and then we can talk a bit more about the One-Eyed Jacks. Awesome.
Wow, super. Sounds good.
No, 1.9 FM.
A center for ants.
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least...
Three times
bigger than this!
All right, and we are back in studio. This is Stereo Blues. During CITR's Fun Drive, we have One-Eyed Jacks, and they have offered a generous prize of their new CD.
Yeah. Well, I guess whatever donation of your choosing, or whatever.
Yeah, make a donation to the station. I could take a get a CD.
Dig deep.
A donation to the station.
You won't find this on the record store shelves.
Not yet.
So, how did you grow? Did you grow up in North Vancouver originally? Were you all from North Vancouver?
Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, how did you find the scene in North Vancouver, like, influence your music taste growing up?
Well, you know, it was really prominent. There was a couple places to play that, you know, we were quite busy, you know, volunteering. That's how I met most of my friends, was playing music, guys in bands. And then we found Seelan Hall was just a rec center. We were able to get reduced rent for a Saturday night twice a month, and we could show bands there and have all ages shows, which is important because, you know, your kids under drinking age, you got nothing to do. It kept us off the streets. It kept us, you know, doing things and networking and organized. I mean, putting on a show is not easy. You got
no.
And this is before Facebook people, so like you had to phone people and remember, and no one had a cell phone, so it was just a different situation. Handbilling out here like crazy to try and generate interest because you couldn't just send it online that didn't exist.
And for the topic of Seelan Hall, there is a song on the album called "The Hall" as well.
That's right.
About Seelan Hall,
one of the oldest songs.
Very influential. The neighborhood is actually where we jam right now. Two of the guys live there still, right around the corner from where we grew up playing. You know, for kids, and you know, back then there was not a lot, so people would come from far away to come to these places, and it just so happened to be in North Van. If there was one in Aldergrove, people would go that far. You know, you just had to, right?
We need more of those little venues.
Absolutely. You know, the scene was strong because people would make the effort, make the distance, you know, and there was other guys that I went to school with and that, you know, these guys also went to school with that were all in bands, and you just kind of come together and put on these massive showcases, right?
Yeah.
That's
Lots
awesome.
Of fun.
So what kind of stuff, like, because there is a punk scene, like a heavy punk influence in Vancouver, I know, for a while, and I feel like that changed a little bit. Did you notice that, or did you sort of draw your influences from other things?
I think, you know, we changed maybe as we're just growing a little bit older.
Yeah, possibly. Musical taste changing.
You know. Maybe that's a similar reason why other people did too, you know?
Yeah.
You got lots of energy and angst when you're young, and you try on new things.
Yeah. We can't all be Bad Religion, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, you know what? A lot of places closed down, and you, as a band with amplified instruments, we're getting told we're too loud for some of these smaller venues.
Oh, yeah. See,
Corey
that's
hits
the
drums hard.
Adapt or die.
You got to come to the live show to see the man hit the drums. That's like.
Even with a towel on.
Yeah, we had to put a towel over the drum the other night.
Right. Yeah, because that's the thing. There'll be like new venues that come up, and then it's in this residential area, and then they'll complain.
Yeah.
And then you're just sort of like limited with those constraints. But then, yeah.
It's always been a problem. You know, the Sealand Hall that I was talking about, we had the same issue, right? There was houses around, and the policing was a problem because they're, you know, if they find evidence of kids drinking, it has to be the fault of somebody else. I mean, they've recently, the government's blanketed rule, and they've closed down the ability for places, that, you know, other venues that are licensed to do all ages shows because of the temptations that exist anyways. Like, it's, you know, it's an ongoing problem. I'm not going to get too political opinionated, but we need places where kids can see music.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Music is not bad.
Yeah.
You know? Nor are kids.
Some of it is.
But that's your perception.
Yeah.
All right, and it is Fun Drive on a lighter note. Yay.
Yes, totally, totally. Is that the t-shirt you're giving away, the one you're wearing? Because that's a kick-ass shirt.
Oh, thanks. No, this is the CITR t-shirt, which actually, if you donate 101.9, I think you can win a t-shirt.
Yes. Get on that.
Yes.
Sweet one.
Right on.
Vintage.
But for $30, you can.
I'm more
totally
likely
kidding.
To
But let's hear another song.
Right on. We're going to do kind of an old... sort of, it's a cover. We do our own spin on it. It's called Hate to See You Go. It's an old little Walter. He's one of my favorites.
Awesome.
We do it a bit different, but yeah, we're going to try it out here. Yeah, Hate to See You Go. Sean Irish is going to start us off here.
Gone and left me. Left me here to cry. No, I love her. No, she my desire. No, she's my desire. No, she my desire. No, she my desire. I come home this morning. Was I 4:30? Found that note lying on my floor. Gone and left you. Left you here to stay. I heard some bad talk, or something that you said. Something that you said, yeah. Something that you said, yeah. Something that you said, something. Something.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, you just recently joined the band. How did that all come about?
He moved back from England.
We were lucky.
England.
Those are all very nice, very true answers. Well, my brother is Corey, the drummer. So
oh, no way.
That helped. But, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's just something, I guess, well, I grew up, I'm young, a little bit younger than these guys, but I grew up watching a lot of these guys play music. I went to Sealand Hall when I was younger, and I saw the bands, and it was something I always wanted to do, was play in a band, and, you know, I did a lot of solo performing in England, and then when I came back, it was kind of like, I jammed with these guys a couple times, and, you know, the idea kind of got tossed around, and it was something I never wanted to impose on them, because it's like, you know, my brother's in the band, you know, that I get to join, but it worked out. These guys were nice enough to let me play with them, and
he could hold his beers.
Yeah, that I can a little too well.
Yeah, Kev's got his own thing. You're under Tobacco Brown moniker, also fantastic. If you guys are given a chance to see that, head out and see it. And so it's cool when we jam. We have our songs, and he's got a bunch of his songs, and so we have an extended range of stuff that we can always do. And
right,
if we got to play longer, it's not hard to just bust out.
Yeah,
if
Stromer loses his voice, it's all right.
We can play along and all his stuff, which is cool, and it's been great. Yeah.
Awesome. So do you have any shows coming up?
We do. We have a show. We're playing The Railway on the 20th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think we kind of got that out of the last week we played.
20th of March. It's a Thursday.
Might be a Wednesday.
Oh, no, sorry, it's a Wednesday. Yeah, you're
absolutely
right.
Middle of the week, hump day.
It's middle
come
of the week,
and support.
It's hump day, and also we've got a show potentially, it's not 100% confirmed, but next Friday at Falcon Eddie's.
I haven't been there.
It's
I've
great.
Heard good things.
Oh, that's where we just played.
We just played last week.
I didn't know that they had shows there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Great,
awesome.
It's great. Great sausage as well.
Yes.
Yes.
It's quaint and fun.
It is, yeah. No, and they have a great rooftop patio as well.
Yeah.
It's worth checking.
It's a really cool bar. They have a lot of music going on. Most of the nights of the week, I believe.
They do, actually, yeah. They're actually one of the most supportive.
Again, yeah, we need more
venues. Yeah. So they actually pay their musicians.
Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah, you got
a
meal and a beer.
Yeah. Hey, a check. Yeah. But yeah.
So it looks like we actually got our first donor for $10. Oh, so he has the option of the One Eye Jack CD.
Yeah,
right
on.
So thanks so much to Evan for calling in.
Thank you, Evan.
That's how it's done, folks.
And, you know, without your donations, we wouldn't have this kind of music being on the airways, this medium, and this venue, so we can support local music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Be an Evan today.
Money. And how, yeah. Be an Evan today.
Be an Evan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear another song.
All right. You guys want to do it?
We're
winging it now.
Clifton County?
We can try Clifton County. Yeah, it's a bit of a story song.
So that's drummer's right. Just grabbing his guitar here.
Grab my next harp and the guitar. All right, yeah, we'll do Clifton County. Here we go.
Why not?
Mile of the Clifton County. make it. The current, she was strong and I could not fake her. I'm sinking just this low, called a mile off a cliff and counted. And if you're on your way today, you're down around that bay. Swim out a quarter mile and take a dive. Take my 1975 and get on down the road. Spend the night and spend my money. Find yourself a real fine honey, you know. I never really had my chance, oh yeah.
March 8th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., CITR will celebrate International Women's Day with 12 hours of programming and music chosen by and featuring female-identified voices. Feminist artists and organizations will be highlighted as we challenge gender norms and play some killer tunes. This event also concludes CITR's 2013 Fun Drive. Your donations will help us support groups and voices that have been marginalized by the mainstream media. Submit your questions, suggestions, and testimonials at arts@citr.ca.
All right, and we are back. Can you tell us a bit about that song? Actually, we do have a caller calling in. The number is 604-822-8648. It's different today. So just letting you know. But back to the song. How was it writing that song? What was the process like? Did it just come to you? This seems like such a cliche question.
No, it was weird because that was a song I wrote in the basement. And it was just like, it's a totally fictional story that I wrote. I had read an article that was something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also listening to one of my favorite artists is an obscure guy. Captain Beefheart is one of my favorite
artists. Oh, yeah. Okay, awesome.
I love Captain Beefheart. And he's got this song called... God, what is it now? I think it's Ode to Alex, it's called. And he mentions this place, Carson City. Making my putt to Carson City, he says. And I just love this line. And I think it just kind of got me to... And then the rest of the story just came out, like, as if it was, like, a real story.
Cool, yeah.
And then the guys... Like, I was playing it just on acoustic, and the guys came in and just, you know, made it a song. And it's just so much better. That's the cool thing, is when you have a bit of a riff or a song or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band plays in, it's so different, and it's so much better.
Comes alive.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than when you don't think too much of a riff, and then someone else will hear it and be like, no, that's good. Like, do that. And then before you know it, it comes alive.
Absolutely. It always helps to have somebody else come in and finish off something that you've got. So,
because I'm noticing three very distinct guitars. Why did you choose the guitar that you have? Can you tell the listeners a bit about it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I picked this one up at Long McQuaid 10 minutes ago.
Because we didn't think of to plug in, so he's got the acoustic bass for the day.
Okay, cool.
He happens to have an uncle that hooks him up there, yeah. So.
Thanks, Mike. Long McQuaid music there.
I actually worked at Larrivé, the acoustic guitar factory, for a few years.
Oh, no way!
I did that because I wanted to learn how to play, which sounds ridiculous, but I was like, what better way than to work in a guitar factory and surround myself with it? So, yeah, I was really lucky to work there for like 3 years, and Johnny was the owner, was, you know, gave me a discount, basically, you know, an employee discount on the guitar, which I bought. I worked for it and worked on it and painted it and stuff. So
that's
so I have a real affection for my guitar because I like worked with it, and yeah, it's just, I love it. So that's why I got mine. And but I usually been playing Kevin's at the shows because I don't have a plug-in on this one. I don't want to touch it. So
my story, I don't have any real. I didn't work in a guitar factory. I don't have a cool story about mine, but I like the look of it. It's a Takamine or Takamine, depending on your pronunciation. Okay. And it has a tuner built into it, so I was sold.
That was it.
That was pretty much it.
Awesome. Fun Drive, call in 604-822-8648. We have some really special guests here today for you, for our listeners. I'm so excited. The music coming out of here is awesome. And let's keep it rolling. Let's play another song.
Sure. What do we got?
Okay, you want to do yours? Or?
Sure. I'll do mine. Yeah, I have a song on the album, I'm not going to say it doesn't go with the rest of the album, but it definitely kind of comes out of nowhere, it feels like.
Yeah, this is a Tobacco Brown song. I usually play...
You're singing solely on the album.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to say probably... I usually play piano at shows, so if you come to some of our shows, sometimes we'll have a piano as well, and that's what I'll usually play on that.
What are you going
to... I'm going to put my fingers up on the desk and pretend to play piano.
I like your stuff.
Listen for the silent solos.
I got background vocals.
All right, yeah. Okay, the song is called Van Down by the River.
I'm down on a pole near the bus. She says I'm here, no big deal, don't make a fuss. As if by now I didn't know about us. Do fall and cut your hair real short when there's nothing to do with it. No, travel the world again and don't miss a beat. And talk about your friends when they're not around. Speaking smiles, I said no, no. Don't make a sound. La 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 la. La 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 la. Of science, pseudo-medical. Come back to my place, yeah, I got a studio. You really should come by and record. I got one too, yeah, I never get bored. Free fall and cut your hair real short when there's nothing to do with it. No, travel the world again. Don't miss a beat. And talk about your friends when they're not around. Speaking smiles, I said no, no. Don't make a sound. La la la, la la la. Taking pictures on the sea bus, no rush. They never turn out that great anyway. Which is a shame considering how long you wait. And cut your hair real short when there's nothing to do with it, no. Travel the world again, but don't miss a beat. And talk about your friends when they're not around. Speaking smiles, I said no, no. Don't make a sound. She cuts her hair real short. She travels the world again. Talks about her friends smiles, I said no. She don't make a sound.
That's your back, Shani.
All right. And thank you. That was awesome. And I would like to say thank you for to Patrick for donating. He has won a Stereo Blues t-shirt. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's keep him rolling in.
Yeah, Patrick.
And I have here on a Australian friend. Shout out to Kev.
Hey.
Hey!
So it's going across the world here.
Get back to work.
Or at least cross border.
All right, awesome. So since you played some punk before, there must have been some crazy stories at shows. Like there must have been some memorable moments.
She was the best. She was the best.
Yeah.
Oh god, they can't tell that. So yeah, that was something you had to experience.
Picture in your mind's fetish night. Just getting out, end of the night on Carroll Street when the Brickyard was still in existence.
Oh, the West Club. Oh, I thought you were talking about the West Club. Something different. Never mind.
Oh yeah, what place was that even?
That was a dream. And you know, she ended up working at the Columbia, which is like 303 Live or something now. I don't even know if they do music anymore. You know, the CD hotels used to be the backbone of the scene. Used to be the lifeblood.
No way.
You could always count on playing some shows in some dingy bars because they needed anything to pull people in.
Yeah, actually, though, the one thing, there's a bar called Just Pub. Yeah. By. It's near the GM place, and it's like.
It's actually called the West Bar,
West Pub,
but
yeah.
There's
it's
no sign.
It's absolutely the sketchiest alley I've ever seen in my life. Like, I saw the scariest man I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was a girl dancing, I guess, apparently in front of us while I was playing. And while my girlfriend won't let me, she always brings it up. She's like, how could you play with that girl? Like, and she's doing the most, I don't know how you would describe
dance
it. Moves. Seriously,
undulating,
like,
gyrating,
explicit.
Elvis wrestling.
She was front row.
Interesting looking, and just, and I don't know, like, Emily was like, how do you, did you
she
keep your concentration?
She kept screaming harder.
Oh,
she was
God.
Going, harder!
And that was fairly recent. That was like, we were still playing the blues stuff.
We were pretty heavy. I was like, any harder, this place is going to explode. Like, we can't go any harder.
Yeah, this is a family show. My daughter might be listening.
That stuff, doesn't understand anything yet.
By the way, she was looking at Shawn Michaels the whole time.
Yeah, that was so. I was definitely watching the gear in that alley because that was
actually at that same pub. I remember this last thing I'll say about this place because we'll never go there again, hopefully. But that same night when they were cleaning up, the bouncers were dragging a guy out of the bathroom. He passed out on his belly, and
like,
they're dragging him
like
by his arms. They were dragging him on the belly out, and they just chucked him out the front of the door, and they shut the door, and they're like, man, Bill is—he was messed up tonight. I've never seen him that messed up.
It's a friend of theirs.
Yeah, like, that was like normal for them. Yeah, like classic Bill.
That's great. Well, it looks like we're getting a lot of calls in. Remember, it's—I feel like a broken record, but it's 604-822-8648 this time. We are listening to One Eye Jacks, playing some tracks from their new album, Back from the Dead, recorded at the Hive Studios. Let's play another track. Which is this one called?
Well,
this is a new one.
If we can do one that's not from the album, yeah, we're going to do just a brand new one we've been playing. It's called Get My Fill. It's just about getting your fill in life. That's what it's all about. Here we go. We're going to try it out.
I'm the drunkest man in this place. Takes a man to walk these shoes. I do what I want, yeah, I do what I choose. Have respect, I'd never lose. To my chances and I left you. I will get my fill in this life before I'm gone. Walk on now in my shoes. Can I take you way, way back? Can you feel the weight of my blues?
I tried so hard just to
keep it intact.
Right.
I will get my fill in this life before I'm gone.
will get my feel, baby, in this life. For I'm gone, just like Tom, sit down with.
Yeah, are you working on a new album after this, or do songs just sort of slowly progress?
We'd love to. We're just going to save up and go back into the studio.
Yeah, it costs a lot to release.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it on our own, and we had a lot of songs ready to probably could have done too if we wanted to, for sure. Yeah. And we just had to narrow them down and pick them, which wasn't easy, right?
But well, I think next year we'll probably do another album.
We had a lot of fun, so the chances are good.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't take another 8 years.
Yeah.
Yes, it took us way
too
long.
There are three albums that we didn't record in that time. But.
Well, those can be rare bootlegs that people find 20 years later.
There you go.
They got a backlog.
Gotta
right
save
there,
something, so. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because there was actually this band who was on the charts in CITR in the 80s. And there was, it was, they only made 200 copies, and it was made of paper, cardboard almost.
Cool.
And I happened to find one in the library, and he was like, "No way, I didn't." These were hiding under my bed for years. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Time
absolutely,
right there.
Yeah,
big time.
So do you have any plans for the future? What's next?
Well, 3 of 5 of us have kids, so we'll see if
kids. Oh wow!
With the rest of them.
Yeah, we already bring Corey's son comes over and loves to bang on the drums every now and then, which is really cool. Yeah.
Sean Mike just recently had a daughter, so
yeah, she listens to all our practices
because
we play in our house. We practice in what would be my living room. So
hopefully, you're having a nap for your mom there, Izzy. We had a fun night last night. Teething time right now. Good times.
But yeah, we've talked about possibly maybe doing a tour at some point, just a small tour, nothing crazy. But see what happens.
We once had a van called the Weaver, but yeah, it's
the Weaver.
She only went to as far as Nelson and back. No, we went to Calgary.
We painted a line of brake fluid to Calgary and back.
Yeah. So maybe one day again we'll get out there.
It became a homeless man's home.
But yeah, we're just kind of
afterwards.
We haven't really done a CD release or anything.
No,
we kind of just want to do a night where we have a bunch of our friends out and sell the CDs and just pump it up a bit. Because
some bands want to take over the world. We just want a CD release.
Right on.
And a solid night's sleep for Sean.
Yeah.
Do you feel it changes though, having kids?
It hasn't changed the band schedule practice, which is great. So
we've been fairly diligent with trying to stay on, but you reprioritize things, obviously, you take a back seat and your wants and needs are shuffled down the scale of importance. That's one noticeable difference.
And they're very honest. If they cry during a song, we don't play that song again.
No.
They're straight up critics.
They're the best critics. She slept through a few practices, so I guess.
That means we're not loud enough.
Loud enough.
Yes.
That and my dog. Sometimes my dog will come in and sit down, and then we'll play one song, and he'll just get up and leave. I don't know if he's just hungry or if that song sucked.
So let's play one last song. Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really happy to come out.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, if you guys like what you hear, put phone in and pledge. It's awesome.
Donate what you can.
Yeah,
so definitely. You guys want to do Someone in My Home, Dan? We're going to do another. Is that cool or no?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
What do you guys want to do? What else? Do you want
to... I'm game for whatever.
It's perfect.
You're cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do a short one. This is another cover. This is an old school. Howlin' Wolf is another favorite of mine. So this is a song called Someone in My Home.
All right.
And count the same key, man.
Walking, somebody walk in my home. All I try to do is love you, darling. I guess that's why you treat me wrong. Treat me wrong. Ooh. Gonna pack my clothes and in the morning I'm gonna hit the road, you know.